It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. This week.
That is
my David Bowie impersonation.
Not bad.
There are some changes afoot vis-a-vis gay rights, LGBT rights here in Michigan.
Democrats in the legislature making news by introducing a package of bills to reverse Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage and to recognize same-sex marriages that are legal in other states.
All of this occurring, of course, as we're waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court's rulings on gay marriage. They're due sometime this month. There's also a federal case in Michigan that could be affected by those decisions, but I digress, Zoe. How significant is all this new legislation when all the sponsors are
Democrats? I mean, it's Republicans running the show in Lansing. They control the state house, the state senate, the governor's office. And the Republican leadership has certainly not shown any signs of wanting to make this a priority.
No, Governor Rick Snyder, when questioned, does a tap dance. Won't say no, won't say yes.
I'm staying focused on jobs and kids and our seniors at this point.
So then the question is, why are Democrats choosing this moment to roll out this legislation?
Well, to remind LGBT rights supporters that they're with them on this as the Supreme Court's actions focus attention on the issue.
Right. And media will certainly seek them out as they look for Michigan angles to the court's decisions.
Really, there are three primary reasons for introducing legislation, Zoe.
Okay, hit me.
One is to make it look like you're doing something, create an appearance of activity. Another is to make a point in the absence of making a policy. And the third is to make a policy.
And we should point out, most legislation goes into the first two categories.
Remember, Zoe, how a few weeks ago we called out Democrats for missing a messaging opportunity by not proposing, as Democrats have for the past several sessions, legislation to add sexual orientation or sexual identity protections to Michigan's civil rights law, the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. Well, mea culpa.
Because there is more to this story.
We are not seeing proposals from Democrats to change adoption laws or civil rights protections for LGBT people because there are actual policy changes that are within reach. LGBT rights supporters ask Democrats to stay away from this one because the landscape is changing. More Republicans, not all, or even most certainly, but more, are open to the idea of adding at least some LGBT civil rights protections in housing and employment. And there is now a Republican lawmaker ready to sponsor the bill.
And he is?
State Representative Frank Foster, a 26-year-old Gen Y Republican from Petoskey. He has some influence, chairs the House Commerce Committee. He's considered an up-and-comer. He is circulating draft legislation for co-sponsorship.
And this matters because a Republican like Foster in the majority is a lot more likely to get a bill passed through the legislature than a Democrat.
A lot. The last Republican and the first to sponsor this sort of an LGBT civil rights bill was State Representative Jim Dressel back in the 1980s.
It actually cost him a seat in his next primary.
Mm-hmm. But if the polling is to be believed, times are changing. And Frank Foster says there are reasons for Republicans to change, too.
I think Republicans have always been supportive of human rights, which is how I look at this issue. It's not necessarily just a gay or a lesbian issue. This is about, do we really think people ought to be fired for or denied housing or discriminated against based on that? I mean, hatred's a powerful thing. I think probably 9 out of 10 Michiganders already think that's probably protected under law, but in fact, it's not.
This may also reflect some new political realities for Republicans. A study commissioned by the Republican National Committee last year found resistance to gay rights is costing the GOP among younger voters. And a poll by the Glengariff Group shows a majority of Michiganders now support gay marriage. That's a real shift from a decade ago. Support for same-sex marriage has increased 56% since 2004. That's when the ban on gay marriage was approved by Michigan voters.
There are some strategy-minded Republicans who really just hope that the U.S. Supreme Court will sideline that marriage issue by simply legalizing gay marriage, eliminate that wedge within the Republican Party and as an issue within the larger voting public. As far as amending the Elliott Larson law, there's still a lot that would have to happen, but having a Republican sponsor is a big first step. And I hear there may be about 10 House Republicans ready to join if and when the time is right. We'll see if that's this session and how it might also play out with the 2014 elections coming up. So when the time is
right. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.